If you find yourself near a stream in the mountains or a pond in the prairie, you're likely to hear the rhythmic croak of frogs. They're all over Wyoming, but scientists here know very little about them, not where they live or what conditions they like best. This year, several organizations are working to change that. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports deep into the night with two scientists on the job.
The sun is starting to set over a gravel road next to a ranch south of Casper. The evening reflects purple in nearby puddles on the road. Project leader Katrina Cook is preparing for the first nocturnal call survey of the night. Cook speaks first.
You have your timer on you?
No, I'll leave that one.
And that second voice was Becky Blankenship, Cook's field technician. Nocturnal call surveys are 3-minute intervals where the two scientists stand at a single spot and just listen for frogs, of any kind, in any direction. They're just interested to see if they're there at all.
It's valuable information because we still don't know where these guys all are and where they exist.
There are basic distribution maps, but none that are in-depth showing where these frogs are around Wyoming. There's so little information that most amphibians in Wyoming are considered a species of greater conservation need. That means there's too little data to even gauge these frogs' overall status. So, the Bureau of Land Management, in partnership with the State Game and Fish Department, Wyoming's Natural Diversity Database, organized a 2-season project to change that. Cook is leading the on-the-ground effort, collecting surveys around the state to make up that baseline data for Wyoming's frogs.
Ideally, we would know how numbers are for each species. We would know where to find them, how to find them best.
Eventually, this information will be available to land managers, like the BLM, to inform decision-making. All that starts with nights like tonight. Cook has already highlighted potential frog habitats around the state. Tonight, Blankenship and Cook will survey 10 miles of that habitat, stopping at 22 sites overall for 3 minutes each. Just before 9 p.m., it begins.
Timer good?
Yep.
Okay, and start. One, I think there's two. Yeah, okay.
Probably. Now they attend to bookkeeping. Cook and Blankenship discuss where they heard frogs, then use a compass to write down the directions, how many groups they were in. They also record temperature and humidity. By the end, maybe all these data will show a trend, like perhaps there are more frogs in warmer and humid temperatures. They write all this down. Auditory surveys like this one can only happen in the summer, because it's mating season. Those croaks you often hear are mating calls. But not all frogs croak.
All dudes. Yep. It's a boy band.
Okay. Next stop.
Next stop.
Then we get in the car and travel a half mile to the next site to collect more data. And then another half mile. You get the idea. And before too long, it's completely dark out.
Oh, shooting star!
That was cool.
Nice.
Cook doesn't drink coffee, but with the help of some sour candy, she says she's still feeling awake.
Better than I thought I would feel at 11 o'clock.
It's 11 already? Oh my goodness.
It is.
With no more sunlight, the temperature has dropped. And it's completely quiet. With no highway noise or residential hubbub, Cook and Blankenship are now deep in the prairie. And at one of our stops, you can really tell. Cook and Blankenship just stand there for a second to appreciate their surroundings. Back in the car, Cook says she appreciates the quiet of this work.
Well, to just enjoy silence is nice. But you're also getting to connect with nature in a way that not a lot of people get to. I mean, this job has us standing outside, you know, for 3 minutes. And all you're doing is focusing on what's around you, auditorily. So, I don't know. Yeah.
It's now well past midnight. We've been out for about 5 hours, driven 9 miles, and done around 20 surveys. They finish up the last 3-minute interval, then it's back to the campsite. Tonight's 22 surveys and all the data collected from them will be compiled into a final report after the summer of 2020. It'll include a map so scientists can finally have a baseline of where all these species are, what kind of temperatures they like, humidity, whether their habitats have expanded or shrank.
The next study that gets added on to this one, you know, they'll be able to use this data to base and plan the next field seasons of whatever project they do. It's kind of like we're constantly, it's almost like we're a big team.
Tonight was one step towards collecting data that could have a big impact. It's 2:30 a.m. now. Everyone is very tired, but it's been a productive day at work. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKinnon.